It's a great question. In fact, I was sitting here going, how could I share that? Because that's one leadership lesson. That question right there. I'm going to share with y'all this for a second. I got 5 minutes. I might go a little over. This is massive. It was Eric Gatlin on tape. Eric Gatlin from DeKalb, Texas. Here's the deal, okay? Here's the deal. This is so important, okay? Because functioning with those of us that are married, functioning husband and wife together, honestly, that the Bible ties that. I'm going to talk to the men first. The Bible ties that leadership to the qualifying leadership for God to promote you. I mean, it says that is the training ground, how you're leading her. And at the end of the day, I've said this over and over, okay? The measure to me of how strong a leader is I look in his wife's eyes. My pastors, you know what they do? They don't ask me how big the church is because they know the church is growing. Because if it ain't growing, I'm going to break something until it is. You know, I'm just kidding. But I mean, they know it's growing. They know we're doing great. They know all that. The first thing they do is they want to look at my wife's eyes and see how she's doing. Because her temperament, her health, because remember, she knows me. So this whole pressure and character, she knows. She knows if I don't have enough money for the building project architect and if I'm going to let that be the big deal of the day and come home. And she knows if I come home and go, you know, she sees all that. She sees my demeanor. She sees how I'm going to God. She knows if I'm going to God. She knows if I'm self-sufficient. She knows if I'm fake. I'm just telling y'all. You just look at Brandy. Look at her. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I've grown and learned this. As you look at her, that beautiful wallflower of a woman, that right there is, and she's got ways to go, but it's that is my garden right there. That is my garden. And I protect it. I'm going to guard that garden. And the deal is, if you ain't planting in the garden, what happens? Weeds come up. Yeah. If you're planting good things grow. You plant nothing, weeds show up. You got to pull weeds. You got to talk. And so what you're talking about, Eric, honestly, let me give some simple factors, okay, to this, okay? Number one, ladies in here, because I've had some emails. Well, what does it mean to be a strong woman? I'm a strong woman. I got the faith of God up on me, you know? I mean, hey, we love that here at Milestone. We love strong women. My wife is a strong, opinionated, driven woman of God. She is not a doormat. Okay? The difference is, though, she understands God's divine order, and she recognizes that it's safer for her to be under. See, under my leadership, she's not hampered. She's safe to not carry the stuff I have to carry so she can flourish in her full gifting. And so, ladies, let me say this. You got to let your husband, though. A lot of women out there praying, I wish my husband would step up to the mic. They don't know all the time what they're asking for because it's tough when he does. You got to let him, okay? You got to let him do that, okay? But, guys, let me say this. Eric, what you're talking about, this is why men need to be anchored to other men. Brandy and I'm not talking about I'm not open with her. We don't talk about where we're at because people have misperceived me when I've talked about this in the past because I use a term called processing with your wife, okay? Brandy and I communicate. We talk. We're on the same team. We share. Honestly, that was the reason she's gifted. I knew she could make our church a whole lot healthier. By the way, if men build a church and the women aren't involved, they build it strong, but they don't build it safe. You ever seen boys play? They build stuff up and throw stuff in. Build as big as they can, then break it. Women, you know, the ladies, they want. And so what the combination of that is you can build it big, but it's also safe. Okay? And so that's important. But so we share. We're on the same team. Honestly, my resistance to bringing her into it wasn't that I knew she wasn't gifted. I didn't want her to carry. I didn't want to get her hurt, honestly. I didn't. I knew she was going to get, because I'll just tell everybody in here, ministry's it's rejection management. Y'all just better get used to that. You better just get used to that. If your main goal in life is to be popular, don't start discipling people. There's a certain level of burden that I process with Pastor Steve that I don't process with her. Let me just tell you, men, whatever's minuscule to you is magnified to her. You know how churches, you know why this, I mean, we've taught this principle, and I'm not saying it's a perfect science, and ladies, just I'm just telling you, I'm not saying that you can't have transparent conversation and he can't be emotionally connected with you and all of that. But how would y'all feel if I brought, if I came to y'all and said, we're not, but just say I did, we're in a financial crisis. And you know what? I feel discouraged. And you know what? I question my call today. How many of y'all going to walk out of here excited about being a part of Milestone? Let's take it another level. If you're 7-year-old or 8-year-old, what if you went to them and just you downloaded to them financial fear? Are you going to stunt them? They can't handle that. They don't have the emotion. Okay, now listen. Ladies, okay, it does not mean ladies can't be strong. Sometimes ladies make better CEOs because they're better team players. I'm not a male chauvin. I'm just saying this. Women, they are the reason God ordered it that way is authority is all about handling the crap. You know what I do? I handle the crap as your pastor so y'all have a fun, safe, life-giving place to go to church. That's what I do. That's called being a servant to y'all. And so that's what you guys as men, being the husband and the leader doesn't mean it. I'm in charge. That'll get you back slapped right there. You know what I'm saying? It means you know what? And you know what? I'm going to get with some other men and let them train me and develop me. And I'm going to get open about my insecurities so I don't have to make you feel so insecure all the time. Men, when you download your insecurities to her, you're planting weeds in her garden. And she feels unsafe. Hey, sorry. Russell?
How do you find the time? What does that look like? Actually,
what does that look like for me? I'll tell you what it looks like. What it looks like for me is Pastor Steve and I, we talk on the phone at 11 o'clock at night a lot. Because I've had time with her. I've had time with the kids. We've got homework out of the way. I put them to bed. It's that intense for me that we'll get on the phone. And you know what? And I have a, you need to have a Sabbath day that you rest. But I mean, a lot of times it's about Russell. It's built over time. This, everything, we're such a microwave society. I make a statement like this and everybody's like, could you give me that in a frozen dinner so I can stick it in? I've spent 6 years developing that relationship with Pastor Steve and I'm so intense about it. I pursued it. So now I don't have to do all the, you know, the did, hey, what's up? Did the Bills win? You know what? I just call him up, man, here's what I need to tell you. And just get right to it. And so now I can process some of that. I also have Pastor Jim, who I'll call. I called him last week. He's my pastor, and I thank God for him. You couldn't pay me $50 billion for him. He prays over me, covers me, and I just get right to the chase. Pastor Jim, I wouldn't call you. I called him on vacation. I got to talk to you. I got to talk to you. Let me tell you what's going on. Here's where I'm at. Son in the Lord, I'm never on vacation from you, my great son. But she feels safe when you're accountable to other men. The greatest thing any woman ever wants is a man to be accountable to another man. And when you listen now, I'm going to parallel it here. How many of y'all feel safe at Milestone knowing I'm accountable to Pastor Steve? Y'all feel so safe about that. You think, man, I'm so glad he's accountable. I'm so glad he's willing, this and that. Well, guess what? Men, the same thing you want from me, that's what she wants from you. She wants to know, are you accountable to other people? Are you willing to go? And you know what? It's hard to do. Because why? We're independent, hard-headed. She wants to know. We're just hard-headed, aren't we? And guess what happens? When you shuck and jive and you don't get open and you're not willing to do and you make comments and you criticize and you're critical, you're transferring all that to the people that are following you. They're following you. You reproduce what you are. You know why I have so many people loyal to me? Because I'm loyal. Seriously, I'm submitted. So I have people that submit to me. If you're unsubmitted, why are you so worried? Why are you so wondering? Why are you questioning so much why nobody wants to submit to you if you're unsubmitted? Let me finish it with this. You know why I talk about this? Honestly, this was one of the greatest revelations in terms of, for me, pastoring. One of the greatest revelations is this is one of the central ways. You know why God, he compares the body. What did he say when he talked about the wives and the husband's relationship? And he said, this mystery is like Christ in the church. He compares it to the church. Here's the point, guys. You know the unity at Milestone? Men have to be honest with men, and then the ladies feel safe in the environment, which creates unity. You know where most people leave churches? Number one, if the church is unhealthy, it's not preaching the Bible, you don't, and God calls you somewhere else, please go. But a lot of people don't leave church because of that. They leave the church because the husband ultimately is not willing to be submitted, and he feels better about himself criticizing somebody else. It comes out of his lips to his wife. She starts checking out. Because whatever's minuscule to you is magnified to her. All you have to say is, I don't know about what Pastor Jeff said today. And she starts going, oh, whoa, whoa. Women, men are waffles. I told James and Sharon when they first came to church, men are like waffles. We put our syrup in all those little bitty compartments. Women are like spaghetti. The sauce touches everything up in there. You know what I'm saying? It's all in the bowl. Two men get in a fight. They'll knock and drag, fight, blow up the place, and then get up and go have lunch together. Two women get in a fight, they're going to hold a grudge till Jesus returns. You know what I'm saying?
That's biblical too, isn't it?
Yeah. So what's our job, men? What's our job? You know my relationships, my wife and my relationships, you know what my job has been? My job is to frame to Brandy properly, Pastor Steve and Pastor Jim. That's my pastor, honey. Let me tell you. And you know what? And he said, well, honey, I don't know about that. And we talked through. And it's my job as her pastor to keep her thinking right. Men, buck up a little bit. And be honest with the people around you. And quit whining to her. You don't have a mama anymore. You got a wife. That's what it takes, though, man, to build a unified environment. And some of you go, I have no idea how to do this. You know what? It's a process. It's a process. And I know I'm talking on a high level here, but honestly, I know a lot of people that want to do great things in the kingdom, but because if you can't get some of this, that's why God, he gives you that testing ground. Man, he gives you her. Is that testing ground? Because you can't command her. Anybody tried that? It don't work. It don't work. You better not be trying to, hey, positional authority out the window. You know what I'm saying? You're on the couch, brother. It ain't going to work. So what do you got to do? You got to love her, influence her. Ladies, though, at the end of the day, though, you got to allow him when he starts to lead. You got to allow him. What if he makes mistakes? He will. Let him. It's okay. He will. That's the wrong place to amen. I'm just kidding. I know a lot of folks, though, just guys, honestly, the courage to dig in her garden, the courage to go there. I'm talking from personal experience. I had to go there. When my wife started public speaking, I'd stay up with her all night working through her notes, her fears. It's not going to be perfect. I was so committed to her doing what God had called her to do. I labored with her through the process.